All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, welcome to our farm.
Yay.
Yeah.
Now's not the time to get into agriculture, but...
But it is the time to get into real estate. Ooh, a lot of people are selling farms.
This is true.
So,
okay. Yeah. No, okay. Yeah. We got some work to do. We got some work to do out in the back 40, but yeah, this is great.
And I was thinking, thank you. It is a good farm. I was thinking a good way to randomize. Are you familiar with the concept of slop?
Yes. Basically, instead of composting your food, you put it all in a big old bucket and you carry it down and the pigs will eat it.
Mm-hmm. That's what I've done.
Okay.
But I've hidden certain games inside the slop.
Okay, cool. I mean, I don't want a pig to choke on this, so.
No. We don't have any pigs yet. I figured you'd have some. But you get to wear gloves.
Gary, those gloves are tied together. My hands are going to be tied behind my back. This is like a bombing for apples kind of thing.
Well, not apples. I mean, there might be some apples in there.
There might be mostly cores. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe some apple jacks.
All right. Can I get any kind of mask?
Like, what kind of mask would help with this?
I'd like one of those fun like masquerade, like an Eyes Wide Shut kind of mask, an orgy mask, Gary. I want an orgy mask.
I'm gonna give you two eye patches.
Okay, cool. So, just gonna cross them up like bandoliers. All right.
Yeah, bandoliers for eye bullets.
Okay. All right. Well, might as well get this going.
Woo-hoo! Look at him go.
Oh man.
Yeah.
No. There's a lot of cigarette butts in here, Gary. I didn't think you smoked.
I started for this.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, there's one thing that actually just like looks like a game, so I'm just gonna
let's go for that one.
All right. Okay.
Now stand still. I'm gonna hose the whole game off while it's in your face. And your face off here. No, you're okay. Grab the game. Here's the game.
Oh god, okay. it tastes like pretty cigarette good, right? Juice. No, that was fucking awful, Gary. You made me stick my head into garbage, Gary.
I put a lot of good tasting things into that garbage.
I mean, it might have tasted good when you got it, but
how much barbecue sauce do you think I'd have to add? And follow up question. Do you think I'm fucking made of barbecue sauce? Because I don't have the budget to make this stuff taste good, man. No. We got a job to do. Let's get to it.
Okay. Well, no. I will live with the memory of this forever, but okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Look, it looks like this is Calvin Tucker's Farm Animal Racing.
Farm Animal Racing Tournament. The acronym is incredibly important.
That is true.
Yes.
Did you know who the fuck Calvin Tucker was?
I still don't know who Calvin Tucker is.
This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
Gary, colon, am Gary Butterfield, Cole, colon, and I'm the other guy, Gary, colon, and this is After Suffering, the show where we digress.
Me, Momo, Cole Ross, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is that it? Just this is the show where we digress?
That's the intro.
Okay.
The whole thing was the intro.
Okay. All of it. Every little bit of it. Yeah.
Before we get into it, we're going to digress. So this is a special episode.
Yes, episode 350 of the Abject Suffering Show.
So I've got a character I've been working on.
Okay.
And in this scenario, all right, you're in your house and you go to the bathroom and are surprised to find the door locked from the inside.
Okay.
And that's the setup.
All right.
Give me a minute. Shitter's broke.
Okay, so I've got a few different questions here. Mm-hmm. I live alone with the exception of my cat. I don't think you get to answer to that. Excuse me, sir. What's your name?
Maynard.
Maynard. Maynard.
Ross.
Maynard Ross. So
Mayor Ross,
I don't have
your ding diddly cousin. Give me a hug. Bring it in.
No, also, you're locked.
Shitter's broke.
You're locked, but you're locked in my broken shitter.
No, no, I opened the door. I'm talking to you face to face.
Oh, okay. All right. So how are you related to me, Maynard?
I got a question for you. How is that more important than shitter's broke?
So here's the thing. If we're looking at the two problems, the shitter being broke is one thing. You being in my house is the more pressing problem right now. I can fix
it. I don't think it is. I can't go do. I'm just trying to live, laugh, and love, and I cannot do it while the shitter's broke.
Well, at least I'm happy that you've been paying attention to the signs that I have up, reminding people to live, laugh, and love when they are under this goddamn roof, or I'm going to fucking lose it.
Hey, I've been following the rules.
Okay, cool. Except for the rules where you don't break into somebody's.
I didn't break into nothing.
So can you explain why the front door has been jimmied open with a screwdriver? And
unrelated murderers.
Unrelated murderers, as opposed to related.
I've been living here since
to related murderers. Okay, where have you been living? It's quite a small house.
I've been living in the area with the water heater. And I'm there, standing there, and then whenever you look, I shimmy because I don't want to upset you. Yeah. Your mom always said that you were sensitive.
Yeah, I'm a very sensitive boy. I don't know
with
who,
a broken shitter.
Yeah, so I've got a broken. I mean, okay, so there are two shitters in the house. I mean,
yeah,
the other
both broke.
you broke both of my shitters. Why'd you break my shitters, Maynard?
I didn't break the shitter.
Wait,
shitter's
okay.
Broke.
No, so you came out from your parasite hole, and
yeah.
Okay, and you had to take a shit, and you found the shitter broken.
Yeah, it was like that when I got there. It was. And then I tried the other one, and it was still broken.
Yeah.
So I figured I'd let you know that I've been your roommate, cousin Maynard Ross.
Okay, who are you related to me through, May?
I'm your uncle's.
My uncles. Yeah, no. None of my uncles have kids, Maynard.
They do. Secret kids.
Oh, okay.
You think that your uncles, the legendary horn dogs, didn't slip one past the goalie or have a condom go? Not with their hogs, I tell you. Them shits ain't. Wild horses will not be broken. Those hogs were not going to be restrained by no rubber nothing.
You're a real colorful character, Maynard.
Yeah, I am. Runs in the family. That's what they say about us Rosses. Hey, how's Chris doing?
He's doing fine. He's
cousin
he's,
Chris.
He's looking and okay. No, yeah. So, I mean, so I've got a spare. Are you ready to start paying rent? Like, what do you do, Maynard?
Well, I'm not going to pay rent on a place with a broken shitter.
All right, let's get to the bottom of this shitter.
All right. I'll be in the water closet.
In the bathroom?
Closet.
Oh,
no,
that's
what
I call the utility
closet. That's
what I
call my bedroom.
Have you been shitting in my water heater?
Listen, man, I'm just trying to live, laugh, and love, and whatever that, just living my best life.
Okay, which involves shitting in my water heater. I was wondering why things went up. Okay. Oh, okay.
I can't get the top off. I was trying.
Yeah. I was going to say, those are pressurized.
I've been shitting in Greta's box.
Okay, so that actually does answer a lot of questions. And, I mean, are you willing to kind of go halfsies on the vet bills? Because I was a little bit concerned that she was shitting turds that were as long as her.
I ain't going to go halfsies on a vet bill in a house with a broken shitter.
You're really taking this shitter thing as carte blanche, huh?
I got a shit.
You're acting like I don't live in this house that has a broken shitter, too. Shitter that I'm not sure you didn't break.
That's why I'm so fucking confused, because I'm trying to solve the problem, and you keep changing the subject. I know it's your problem, too. Focus, cuz.
Were you the person who was laughing when I was watching that episode? That episode of I Think You Should Leave?
Yeah, I listen to your TV a lot.
Okay, cool.
Through the wall.
Yeah. What else you listen to, buddy?
Most of the Cranberries.
Yeah, they're Linger, the voice of a generation.
Linger. Zombie.
Right.
You know, yeah. Mostly those two.
Yeah. Just on repeat.
Yeah. It's good. They're good. I like how they make me cry.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Just a real stark portrait of the struggle.
Them Irish have it tough, you know?
Yeah, I suppose. I don't know.
Hey. I was reading on your iPad.
Okay.
When you were at the store, about the famine.
Okay.
That they had. Okay. In Ireland. And it is like, man, this makes the cranberries make a lot of sense.
Oh, okay. So you thought they were just making up, they were doing some world building.
Yeah, I thought it was like an ARG or a tabletop source book.
Hey, Maynard, how old are you?
Yeah. Huh? I'm 30.
Okay. Oh, that's the least funny answer you could have chosen, Maynard.
I'm not trying to be funny. I'm trying to answer your damn question so we can get back to the shitter problem.
Okay. So
I'm gonna get back on shitter patrol.
we pay for a neighborhood shitter patrol.
Yeah. Well, you know, who's we?
I suppose. Yeah. No, that's a real fun way for you to admit that you've been paying rent. Yeah.
Do we have to go over why I don't pay rent again?
Because the shitter is broken. Well, okay. Yeah. So, despite the fact that the shitter is broken, it appears that you just kept on flushing over and over again.
Yeah, we are in fact
standing in, we're standing ankle deep. This water doesn't really have anywhere to go. There's no basement. Yeah. There's no drainage.
I looked for a basement. I know there's no basement.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I tried to find a basement. You can see the beginnings of what I tried to give you a basement for upcoming Christmas.
Yeah, no.
Behind your water heater. I tried to do it.
That actually caused a crack in the foundation, and that is going to be like an $800 repair. So,
well, but it's what? Who can put a price on a basement? If you get yourself a basement out of that, $800 is a bargain for a whole new floor.
So you can't.
They had to make a Sims expansion to give you that.
You can't put a price on a basement. You can definitely put a price on an attempted basement.
Well, give me a chance. I'm still working on
you
it.
You had your chance.
And I'm also, still guess working what? On it, and I had to take a gigantic loan.
I'm looking out here. I'm looking out here, and it seems like you breached the main line when you're trying to dig the basement, man.
I'm not a plumber.
Yeah. No. And
I'm
a thoughtful cousin.
You're
also not an excavator. You dug under my house and you broke the main line.
I was trying to give you a basement, cousin, so I could live in it. What part is hard to understand?
I am really disappointed. You know what?
You take it up with your uncle. If you wanted not to have me in your house, you would have controlled his ball sack better or got him to control his ball sack better when he was plowing your aunt.
So according to you, okay, first off, it wouldn't be my aunt because you're illegitimate. Neither of my uncles are
married.
What'd
you say to me?
You're a bastard. You're a bastard, man.
You're a bastard, you piece of shit.
No.
Can't even keep a functioning toilet.
Yeah, no, let alone two of them. Okay. So we're at an impasse here. What do you say I sell the house?
It sounds good to me. I get half.
And scene. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That stressed me out.
I had two bits planned today, and they both matched one of the episodes.
Yeah. they really went there. Yeah, you went for it. That actually did stress me out because if you'll remember, one of my first struggles that I had at the house here, I moved in and the shitter immediately broke.
Man, I hate it when shitters broke. That's all I thought. That was like literally the only inspiration was me thinking the phrase shitters broke is pretty funny.
Shitters broke.
Like shitter is very funny to me.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And yeah, so that's
I've had affection for the term shitter ever since Christmas Vacation, where the shitter was full.
Shitter's full.
Mm-hmm.
They hate it when you go to the shitter and there's something wrong with it.
Yeah, no. But I had to pay $1,400 to have my main line blown out because
shitter.
Yeah, it's a real it's a shitter. It's also the shower line and it's also the drainage on the sinks. Yeah,
it's like a cloaca for your house.
Yeah. So like after a hard day of moving in, you go and you evacuate, you flush the toilet. And then it, the proceeds emerge from your shower drain. Yeah. It's not a great feeling.
That sounds pretty gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can't really live in a house that doesn't have a shitter.
No. Mandatory.
Man, yeah, it's one of those things that's necessary for it to be a dwelling.
Like, whenever I see, like, an abandoned industrial space or commercial space that looks like it would be like, oh, that could be like a quirky house, I always have to remember, like, oh, yeah, no kitchen, no bathroom. Like, those are things you need.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
Don't be stupid.
Butterfield. Stop living. Stop living with your head in the clouds, Butterfield.
Yeah.
Not everything is shitters and candy, you know?
Not everything.
Yeah. Few things, if any.
Few things.
Yeah.
I understand the appeal of wanting to be in, like, one of those places.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, like, basically what you want to live in is the industrial loft from Wayne's World 2.
Yes. Or, like, the abandoned church that REM played their first show in.
Yes. Yeah. Although I think the abandoned church would necessarily have to have a bathroom in it. I don't know about a, I guess you could take baths in the holy water font.
Yeah, I would.
And every church I've ever been to has had a kitchen in it. So,
yeah, they tend to have kitchens for funeral fudge and stuff.
A whole tray of funeral fudge. Yeah.
This is Calvin Tucker's Farm Animal Racing.
Yeah, Farm Animal Racing Tournament. Yeah, for episode 350. A pale imitation of Zoo Race, I gotta say. And because we're recording this on the same day that we talked about Homie Rollers, I didn't expect this could be the best game we talked about.
By far.
Yeah.
It's relatively competent. I still spent a lot of time, like, driving up walls and getting turned around.
Yeah.
In it, but it's more competent than you might think.
Mm-hmm.
For the Farm Animal Racing Tournament, which has something called Fart HQ in it, which was the thing that made me want to
It's just a farm, Gary.
Yeah. I mean, I guess a farm is kind of Fart HQ for, like, its local,
it's a horrible blight on the environment, especially if you live near a pig lagoon. It'd be real fun if we did if there was, like, a farm animal racing game that actually addressed the problem.
There's an underwater level. like lagoon is doing a lot of work in that sentence.
Reading horror stories about, you know, workers who fall into the lagoon and really the only option is to shoot them because you can't pull them out without other people falling in.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's fucking Upton Sinclair's Calvin Tucker's Farm Animal Racing.
We're also missing we're missing several words out of that. This is Calvin Tucker's Redneck : Farm Animal Racing Tournament.
Well, because it's part of the Calvin Tucker's Redneck franchise.
Yes, of which there are two entries.
Yes. And neither of which answer who Calvin Tucker is.
No.
Which I was really hoping for. One of them is a bad minigame collection for Wii. This is a bad kart racer for Wii that was ported to PC.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who Calvin Tucker is.
Yeah. It's a little bit, I mean, I've seen this game, you know, just on shelves or whatever. And I thought Calvin Tucker was like a NASCAR kind of guy, because there's also like a NASCAR guy named, like, Jimmy Johnson, who also has, like, a redneck junk truck racing game that came out. So I thought, oh, Calvin Tucker is an actual person, and this is just them, you know, this is just a shovelware company getting a name and putting it on here.
I found it.
Oh,
if you search who is Calvin Tucker, Calvin Tucker is a co-editor of 21stCenturySocialism.com and a freelance writer, as well as holding down a day job. He has a strong interest in Latin American politics. He's one of the first commentators to correctly predict the 2002 coup against elected president of Venezuela, Hugo Chavez.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
No, that's so cool. Like, he's diversifying.
So he's in lefty spheres. He's one of those cornbread communists. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. 2009, November, trampling on Honduran democracy. August 2009, Obama must help Honduras.
These are good opinions.
Yeah, Calvin Tucker seems pretty good.
Yeah. You know? I also pulled up a Calvin Tucker on Ballotpedia, who was running for
I just saw that too. Ballotpedia.
It's an okay. It's like a you know, especially if you don't live in a major area and there's not a lot of news coverage about the people who might be on your ballot. It is it is a Wikipedia for, you know, for candidates who might be on the ballot when you go there. So I guess he ran into a Calvin Tucker, maybe not the Calvin Tucker, ran as a GOP candidate for like a local, for like a state Senate seat or a state House seat in Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Seems like there'd only be one Calvin Tucker.
Oh, I mean, just like everybody, there's only ever one person with any name, and that's why you're an actor on Law and Order.
Yeah. Yeah. Chung chung.
Yeah.
Yeah. So after the Redneck Jamboree, the farm animals who lived at that jamboree decided to hold a tournament where they go all around the world in history to do some okay racing.
Yeah, so this is a little bit in the vein of Rednecks, because this is made by Team Six Games, which is a Dutch company, and you get some really good bad English, specifically in like the store listings for this. Calvin Tucker's Farm Animal Racing is they got it wrong there too. Yeah. CT Far. It's a wacky cartoonish card game with loads of typical redneck toilet humor. Typical redneck toilet humor. And it talks about their crazy organized tournaments.
Crazy organized.
That's the thing that I noticed. Just really, every race started on time. All of their materials for tracking the, you know, the bracket and such, those were all really good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Medieval times, UFO pyramid times, you know, everywhere. Yeah. How does that sound for crazy? Thanks, Steam description.
Yeah.
I only could choose between three characters.
Okay.
In this, I think you can unlock more.
You do.
Or four characters. Because I couldn't win first place enough to unlock shit. I found this game hard. The rubber banding fucked me.
Yeah.
And part of it was my character choice, because I chose the duckling.
Okay.
We should go through their names at some point, but I can't find them online.
Yeah,
I'll start a new game real quick.
No, here's what I'll do. Okay. I have a PDF of the manual that I can just send you.
Oh,
on
really?
Slack. Yeah. Don't get your hopes up.
Okay.
Do not get your hopes up, because it is literally just a Word document that was saved as a.
Got you.
Yes. Check your Slack here. Something that I love is that each of the characters has like a name, and then it is followed by just what animal they are in quotes. So it's like Sue Quack, and then in quotes, the chicken, as if that's her nickname. Yeah. I am Cole Ross, the human.
The human. Yeah. So I could only play as Billy Pete the pig.
Okay. Which is really fucked up, because Billy Pete is almost Willy Pete, and that's what people in the military call white phosphorus.
Yeah, he's Blight Foster Phosphorus from Dragon Age 6. His special ability, gas powered, to fart real hard.
Yeah.
So I had access to Billy Pete, I had access to Slimy Billy. Seems confusing.
Yep, a lot of Billies. Gary, half of these characters named Billy. Because you have Slimy
actually.
Billy, then you have Billy Barry, the bull, and then you have Mr. Yeah. Billy Goatee.
Yeah. It's a lot of fucking Billies, man.
These are the bills I know.
Sue Quack and Sue Ella Stripe.
Yes.
The cow.
Yeah.
So, and only one of them does, like, goes real in on the fart stuff.
Yeah.
Even though Billy Slick, the cat, his special ability is called Don't Touch the White Parts. What do you think that means?
I think this person's cat is sick, and they're making assumptions about what cats are.
Cool. You said half the characters named Billy. It's actually 6 out of 8.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah, 75% of these characters are named Billy. Billy Slick, Billy Pete, Billy Cool, Slimy Billy, Billy Barry, Billy Go.
That seems like a horrible oversight.
And it has to be intentional, right?
It has to be.
I find it really weird that one of the power-ups you can get is a porcupine, and why the porcupine doesn't get to have a car.
Yeah, well, why are they objectifying the porcupine, literally?
Yeah. Like, if the porcupine lived on the farm, he's a farm animal.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's the way farms work.
Yeah, well, at least as much as a frog. Nobody's raising fucking frogs, dude.
Hey, like, these are Europeans. You know, they may be thinking about France or whatever. I don't know how true. I don't know how they husbandry them shits.
No, I don't know either.
Yeah, no, I played as Slimy Billy the frog, and I thought that his ability was to fart, because that's exactly what it looks like. A bunch of green gas comes out of the back of him, but instead it's slime and slippery. It drops loads of green slime on the road. So I guess he's just expelling egg pockets.
Yeah. Yeah, they're coming out of his back.
Some excreting. I like Slimy Billy because he has very thin, like Kermit the Frog arms. Yeah. That extend out on either side of him. That are really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a little boy. So these characters, you leave big gigantic turds behind you a lot. And the soundtrack, it's like the beginning of a redneck song, but just punctuated with like.
And also it loops every 15 seconds.
It's pretty intense.
Almost exactly like in Arrested Development when what's her name is just playing the banjo.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I forget her name.
I really like when you look at the manual here, you're looking at the power-ups for the hunting shotgun. Shoot the characters in front of you. Make them feel the pain.
I hurt a frog today.
The fruits and vegetables are the worst power-up, because I found that impossible to aim.
I mean, everything was impossible to aim. Like, you get like Molotov cocktails, which isn't even listed here, I don't think.
Yeah, that's sloppy.
No, like you get a Molotov cocktail and you fire it and it goes over the horizon.
Yeah, it's basically just throw fruit into the future.
Yeah,
or throw Molotov cocktails into the future.
Yeah, so I also found this to be pretty difficult, although it didn't become unplayable until I hit like the second circuit or whatever. Like the second set of four levels, basically these places, the tracks are all really poorly designed because they are very dense with hazards. Like there's such thing as a straightaway where nothing drops on you or where nothing like pops up from the ground. They litter it with like muddy, like mud slicks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really, rough.
Yeah. It's pretty, you spend a lot of time, twirling around in circles.
And you have a handbrake that you can use, but the handbrake, instead of like letting you do like a fun little like, you know, like drift or whatever, no, you just like turn circles.
Yeah.
It's not great. So it's funny, and this is just a weird like local connection or whatever, the publisher for this game, Zoo Games, they used to be based in Cincinnati. And like
you could have made this game.
I could have distributed this game. Like their HQ was like in an office park that was in the same like development as the GameStop where I worked. So like a lot of the employees would come in, and they would like point out like, oh yeah, that's one of ours. But like they exclusively made very bad shovelware stuff. Like they made a DS game based on Silly Bands. Do you remember Silly Bands, Gary?
I don't know what a Silly Band is.
Oh, you didn't have a younger relative when they were popular. They are rubber bands. That's you said that very sad. I didn't mean to make you feel bad.
Keep shoving it in. Okay, no, to be your cousin, you shoot me down. Okay, all right.
No, no. Silly Bands were rubber bands that when they were just like relaxed or whatever, they were in the shape of something. So like, oh, here's a rubber band in the shape of Slimy Billy the Frog. Okay. And then like kids would just like wear them on their wrists.
Yeah. I'm looking at it now.
Yeah.
Looking at them weird.
You've probably seen these. They are also sold in JIT machines, as your parents call them.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very weird. I don't understand. I'm trying to understand the appeal.
Yeah.
Like, the appeal of shapes. That's a real small ball.
Yep.
You know,
some of them are licensed. There were SpongeBob ones. I think it's the appeal of like a cheap thing that a kid can collect.
Yeah. There's a Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like Spider-Man. There's the alphabet. Big fan. And, here's the Charlie's Angels.
Big fan of Written Language. Written Language is in my interests on Facebook. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird, silly bands. And also, they made a game based on the silly bands?
They made a game based on novelty rubber bands, Gary.
What did you do in the game?
I have no idea.
All right.
Okay, yeah.
It seems like something we should do for the show at some point.
Doesn't it? Yeah.
Like, just because I'm very curious as to what that, like, how you'd make a game out of a rubber band.
It's like Coupon the movie.
Yeah, it's very Coupon the movie. It's warm and mandatory.
Yeah. It's just very funny that Calvin Tucker's Redneck Jamboree has a Wikipedia page, but this one doesn't.
Yeah.
This came out 2 years later and it is a non-entity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is it's very much, and the Metacritic and stuff, or not Metacritic, the Steam reviews, this has that kind of like infamous Kusoge quality to it for some people. So you end up with a lot of positive reviews that it is very hard to tell sincere it is.
So based on like less than a half an hour, okay bro, this game, the epic, go buy this or die, lol out loud.
Yeah.
So like, yes, there's that. But what's funny is, you know, they wrote this with 0.4 hours on record at the review time, but their total play time is 2 hours.
Yeah, they liked it.
So they just went back in and figured, I can throw a twelfth of a day at this bad boy.
I also, if I like this game, I like that Steam is encouraging me to play Cuphead 2-Point Hospital among us, Little Inferno, you know, getting over it. So
Little Inferno seems like an apt pair with this, because both of them make me feel bad about wasting my time.
Ooh, you got a future in
that's a sick burn. Yeah.
What the fuck is Disneyland Adventures?
I don't know.
It's like a fake virtual theme park game.
They've just been trying to do this, huh? Where are you seeing this on Steam?
Theme park, man.
Yeah.
It was one of the also things like you might also like.
Oh yeah. No, your recommendations are different than mine. Now we have to fight.
I just saw Goofy, so I have to turn it off. But
is it like whenever somebody says Skull and Bones, George Bush has to leave the room? Like,
yeah, it's basically my Laputin machine. I wish that was not about Disneyland; it was about a different theme park. I want to play the hell out of a Universal Studios.
We did that, Gary, and it was bad. It's not good.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we did Universal Theme Park Adventure and it was not good.
I remember that now.
Yeah.
What about Six Flags?
Is Six Flags still open?
Oh, I mean, well, not nothing's open.
But well, I mean, okay, yeah.
In a general sense, yes.
Is Six Flags still a putative entity?
Yes, it's putative.
Okay. Yeah. I love this I love this review on the Amazon page, which is clearly not a bot. This is a verified purchase. It is a 5-star review. The title of the review is 5 stars, and the text is new! Exclamation mark. The next
if you
one
leave
by
us a new review, we'll give you a discount. No.
And the next one by RG is 5 stars, and the text is just fun. And two people found that helpful.
Very helpful. The company that distributed this does almost exclusively like Abject Suffering, Steam shovelware stuff that I want to do all these. And one of them has this very Funbox Media, the publisher, has a very funny bland title, which is Incoming Forces. I think that's a very funny title for a game.
That's my favorite Half-Life mod.
There's also Mobile Forces.
Uh-huh.
And Expendable. Ooh. Expendable looks cool.
I like
Somewhere
Expendable.
In a hostile alien race conquers most of the galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
Scientists developed the Millennium Soldier project by combining two super soldiers.
They made two super soldiers. Fuck.
Ooh, Madness of the Architect, a surreal horror puzzle game inspired by Myst.
I kind of want to get and play Madness of the Architect, Gary.
We gotta do our spinoff show of just the games this Funbox has published.
Like Funbox, like,
because they're all $3 and they're all fucking good looking to me.
I mean, like some of their stuff, like at the very top, like their top seller is SRS Street Syndicate Racing. Wait, they distribute Realms of the Haunting on Steam, Realms of the Haunting is a good game.
Yeah, they bought that. And Soulbringer.
Uh-huh.
That's fucking weird, man.
Yeah. I don't know what's happening, Gary.
Glacier 3, the meltdown. It took a long time for that to happen to the Glacier.
Where is Glacier?
I don't know. It's got melt. It's at the very bottom. Glacier 3, the melt. Oh, where's Glacier 1 and 2?
No.
I don't know.
I mean, I just, I really want to know what the premise for Glacier is.
It's a racing game.
I also like the, it's a racing game called Glacier. Yeah. I also like this one. Margot's Word Brain. Meet Margot, the queen of wordplay. Who is Margot? Margot's just a model they hired, Gary.
I like Margot's Word Brain. It's very funny. Crash dummy.
One user review. And it was released in 2008. This is fucking pathetic.
Yeah. Yeah. I like Margot. I like how there's like the Margot model, but then there's the Digimargo inside the game. I play Margot's Word Brain. It looks legit.
Wow. Yeah, this is something else.
Yeah.
Glacier 3, the meltdown.
Yeah. Lots of FPSs.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of bland FPSs.
Yeah.
That's about it.
There's some game fact stuff, but you got a lot of people kind of just taking umbrage, like you've got, oh, wow, best title ever. And then somebody responded, yeah, gotta love a video game that has racist connotations in its very title. I wonder how that one slipped past the ESRB. Whoops.
Yeah.
You know, so like just people taking umbrage at, white folks can experience racism too, is the analysis that they're bringing here. So.
Look at this game that they did called Normality.
Which, what?
That on the, that, what is it? Funbox or whatever. Okay. Pulled this game called Normality.
Okay. Normal. Okay. So I'm not seeing it. I need to, do a general search on Steam.
A general search. It looks legit to me.
To me?
Looks really weird.
Normality.
A sinister force now controls the city of Neutropolis, a once thriving city full of beauty and light. Neutropolis has been reduced to a stagnant pit of apathy.
I can't tell what kind of game this is, Gary.
Me either. That's kind of why I like it.
I'm seeing like four different interfaces here.
I'm seeing four interfaces.
That's not what I'm
seeing. Double.
That wasn't what I intended to do, but okay. And I walked into that.
Oh, it's made by Interplay. This is like an old PC game.
Huh.
It's an Interplay game. Yeah. It's another thing where they got the rights to something.
Gotcha. It's a Realm of the Haunting kind of thing.
This is a Realm. Because it's like, oh, because this looks interesting to me.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the interfaces is a voodoo doll.
Hmm.
So,
more like this. Quick. Half-Life Alex.
Yes. just to have it said, we're not dismissing the idea of like, it is probably not great to make fun of quote unquote rednecks or like lower class white folk. We're not saying that at all.
No.
So when we say like, oh, he's just staying racist against white people, it's more us doubting the motivations of that person.
Yeah.
Than us saying that it's impossible to make a reasonable critique.
No, go listen to the episode that we did about the Rednecks game, where I got on my soapbox about why rural folk...
How fun hayrides are, mostly.
Oh, yes. Hayrides are fun. No, yeah, but like, you know, it's a real problem even on the left. We're like, oh, we're just going to write off whole swaths of the country because we don't like the way they talk. You know,
yeah.
It's a shitty and bad thing to do.
It's a big reason why I like that everyone turned on that movie Bob character, who was like, I like some of that guy's videos, but I'm basically a bot at that guy sucks ass. And it's because he's constantly just like, oh, coal miners deserve to die because they voted for Trump. And it's like, well,
yeah, no,
that's
no.
not actually what happened. And also, you know, that's stupid.
Yeah, that's have some empathy. It's like not funny. Like,
yeah, yeah.
That is also the thing. Like. You can
it's very transparent. Like you want lots of things to blame because you're having big feelings about how horrible this is. And it feels like it's, you know, absolutely unreal, which it is. And you cannot, you know, there's so much blame that it will go around.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, No. So I did not mean to unintentionally say that, you know, prejudice against rural folk, you know, people who live in Appalachia or the Ozarks, you know, that is real. They are. They deserve to be treated like full human beings. But
they're totally human beings. Gotta give them that.
Can't take that away from them. Shouldn't try to take that away from them. But somebody on GameFAQs who is trying to do the reverse racism thing, probably not the best of intentions.
Yeah.
Probably not trying to make a good point.
Yep. So what should people do if they like this show?
Well, Gary, if people like the show, this is episode 350. We've been doing this for a very long time, and that is a little bit misleading because there are nearly 100 other episodes of the show that they can get by going to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. Backing at $5 gets you the most recent of the premium episodes. Backing at $10 gets you all of the 94 or something episodes that are out there as of now. And
backing at $1,000 gets you a secret that we haven't even determined yet.
Please don't give us $1,000.
No, not per month.
Well, yes,
not lifetime. Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Lifetime is good. I wouldn't know what to do with a $1,000 one time, but
we'd figure something out.
We probably get new gear or something, but
yeah. Well, no, I thought you meant like, I meant for the person who did it.
Oh yes.
Not like what we do with the money. Like I could definitely, you know, spends.
Yeah. It just,
I made soup stock. I could buy stuff to put in it.
Goods and services. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv. Not just for, you know, bonus episodes of this show, but whole other shows like Unfilmable, Bonfireside Chat Rekindled, premium episodes of WAF. There's a lot there. We have jam-packed it for you.
Indeed. Yeah. And that's probably about it.
I think so.
We appreciate you.
Cool. So as we are signing off, I can say, until next time, not bad meaning good, but bad meaning bad.